Busy week, not just on the floor this week, Senator, but in one of the committees, the Judiciary Committee here in the Senate, hearing a couple of your bills.
Yeah, that was a crazy day. I had three committee meetings that day, and I think I had three of my bills up. The two in Judiciary, one was Senate Bill 30, and is controlling the supplying minors with alcohol. And I'm not out to put people in jail that bought a beer for somebody or something like that, but somebody that habitually does it, I think they need a stronger penalty. And as it stands right now, if you supply alcohol to a minor, they go out and have a wreck, someone's killed, it's a misdemeanor, and they get nothing, a slap on the hand. And I think if they do, my bill's written to where first time, if there's nothing bad happens, no big deal. Second time, there's a pretty stiff penalty for it. And then it should there be someone killed or some type of major damage or something, major catastrophe to their body, then that's like 7 to 15 years in the pen. And so that's where we're after, is the people that habitually buy it for younger minors that make money off the deal or whatever. And this has happened in Webster County where we lost a young man. And this last year it happened in Ripley County. And I had the mother of Austin Elliott come up and testify in favor of the bill. It's quite a moving testimony to have her talk about her son being killed by it and how she felt that the person that did it had no remorse. And in doing so, I had the sheriffs from Douglas County and also the sheriff from Ozark County came up and testified for it, made great witnesses. And they felt strong enough about the bill, they drove all the way up there for that. And then Senate Bill 31, which is the next bill I presented that day, dealt with two different issues. I didn't know it till I was visiting one of our local sheriffs last year that consuming a drug, there's no law against consuming meth or consuming heroin or cocaine or anything. There's only a law if you have the paraphernalia or if you do something wrong. I guess some addicts or some people selling carry it in their mouth. Law enforcement comes, they swallow it. There's nothing that can be done because there's nothing with consumption. And so my bill made it a penalty for consumption, gave our sheriffs a tool to work with. And then also in our area, we've had a problem with probation parole. Our sheriffs would catch somebody that's violating their parole. Probation parole would not revoke their parole. And then they would not go back to prison. And we had a little 12-year-old girl killed down in Ozark County for that very reason. First man caught dirty, admitted he'd had drugs, I think three different times, the sheriff told me, and no action was taken. So he was out and gave a little girl and her friend a ride home. It killed the 12-year-old little girl. So it's not a pleasant thing to deal with. Really had a tremendous effect on the sheriff of Ozark County. He came up to testify on that. Tom Klein, the prosecutor, came up. Chris, the sheriff, and Douglas County came up, and then I had a deputy sheriff there. Had like quite a few comments. Sheriff Association testified in favor of it, so we had a lot of support for that.
Another bill that's one of the priority bills for a lot of those in the legislature this year, there's a House version of it too, but Senate Bill 1 deals with transfers. I know there's been a lot of talk about that move in your district as well.
Yeah, there was an editorial in the Springfield paper this week thanking myself, Senator Richards, and Senator Wasson, and myself about how we were preventing that bill from being passed and asking other senator to support us with that. We're just basically sitting on the bill and we're not going to let it move. That could cost our schools $200 million. And so it would be very difficult for them to get that out over me. I will do everything I can to fight that. We got a companion bill out of the House this week, came over, I think, just today or yesterday, and it's $27 million, and that's going to be a hard one to follow, too. We're going to have to find some ways dealing with school transfer than spending statewide money on it.
We're coming into the middle part of the session, and upon the Senate's return, looks like the budget will be front and center, if not in the week of the 30th, and probably the first week of April.
We've been prepared for long days and long nights with the budget coming up, and that will be our principal focus for the next couple of weeks, with getting the budget done. It's going to be $26.1 billion, I think. It's just incredible how much money that is, and it's taxpayer money that people worked hard for. A third of it is. A third of it is general revenue. A third of it is federal money, and a third of it is from fees from taxes like on gas. So it'll be interesting to see. And it's really a struggle this year to come up with enough money. Our schools are hurting. There's a school bill last year that gave money to the Hold Harmless schools, and our budget chair had to come up with at least $70 million just so our local schools break even. And that was kind of put in there with no one knowing about it. That wasn't a good time for me. I was home for my mother's funeral that day, but I would not have caught it in all honesty anyway, just being honest. But no one else did either. And here it is costing our schools an incredible amount of money. So our budget chair has done a good job trying to come up with enough, but it's tough to just come up with an extra $70 million. And he's doing a great job. I appreciate Senator Schaefer and all he's doing there.